I beat the campaign of Halo Infinite.
Whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Like a big boy.
I started it. I haven't gotten very far.
I beat the campaign.
Congratulations.
Because I'm a real daddy chief.
Real, real big daddy chief.
Real big daddy chief. He's such a daddy in this game. He's a zaddy. He is.
You got to figure Chief's out there rounding up his kids.
Well, his AI girl, it's totally like a daddy daughter thing going on.
Oh, yeah. I see. I haven't even gotten that far.
Oh, yeah. Daddy vibes.
But he's also out there getting his kids off the playground. They're all out there running amok, and he's got to round them up and be like, get back to work.
Yeah.
You are a soldier boy.
Soldier boy, yeah.
Tell him. That's what he's...
That's where it came from. His children the same Spartan armor as him. They came out... That's part of them.
Right, that's his skin.
That's his
skin. It's not as hard as you'd think. It's warm to the touch.
It's kind of like a turtle shell, so it's hard, but like it has a little bit of give to
like,
it.
You know, if you had like a real hard, like callus, just all over his whole body.
Right, right. Yeah, Master Chief or Daddy Chief.
He's the texture of a old man's foot.
He's all callus. All callus. All yes, callus. All callus. You ever wonder what's underneath that cob piece?
Oh, ooh.
Big callus.
But he can't take the suit off, right? So.
Right.
I mean, it would either be that or he'd be like extra shriveled.
Yeah, he definitely hasn't had any sun.
No, like, I mean, maybe he's taking the helmet off in private, but I don't think he's taking the suit off. He just gets in every game at the end. He just gets in that cryo tube. He's like, wake me up when you need me.
Right, right.
Cortana.
That's not how this one ended.
I figured.
They left it open, and it's not Cortana. This one's Cortuna.
Cortuna? Bit Cortuna.
Cortuna. She's a sequel to Cortana. Anyway.
Cortana 2.
Right. Cortuna.
Oh.
Right. The squeak wall. Introduce show.
Oh, yeah. We didn't do that yet.
It must be done.
Good graphics is here for goat. You see up on those hills?
Yeah. What is that?
Whole bunch of goats. Whole pack of them.
Oh, it's goaty. Goaty time. Shit's getting
goaty. Gotta round up the goats.
Shit is getting goaty. I smell it.
Yeah. It's wafting down.
I can smell
it. I don't mind it.
Oh, and if it's coming from goat,
that's what I'm saying.
Sure, sure.
It's just par for the course.
I can't blame them for shitting where they stand.
If I could have a yard full of goats.
If I could shit where I stood, whenever, I would.
If, like, nobody would look at, I mean, because you can.
I can, but.
You're capable.
You know.
It's taboo.
It would dribble down and out, and it would be a.
Record that shit, and you'll get rich.
That's true.
Put it on
new fetish.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Just pooping your pants in public. Yep.
Public diarrhea.
That was gross. I don't like that.
But I mean, Master Chief's got to shit that armor sometimes, right?
That's kind of what I was.
You know, Batman saying. Pissed himself because of fire, heat, and stuff, and that one that Kevin Smith wrote. And
oh yeah, I forgot about that.
So it could happen to Master Chief. He could at least piss his suit.
He always pisses people off, doesn't he,
Chief?
No, Kevin Smith.
Oh, yeah, because
people liked his, didn't he do a Joker thing where he, like, sucks some dude off?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, people like it, but they're, like, well, he pisses off the fans.
Anything else in, like, comics and fandom is, like, you can't satisfy them.
True.
So they're going to
might as well just lean into that.
They're going to be pissed. But anyway, yeah, I'm Curtis Charles. No,
I'm Brett.
And we picked the best games.
I did.
And of the past year, 2021, we're a little later than the other guys, but we always are. We always are.
Just means we thought harder about it.
Better late than forever.
Just means we squeezed a few in, you know?
Yeah, I just finished Halo last night, so that was important that I had done did it.
I was still going along on the Halo collection.
Master Queef collection.
And I wasn't going to beat 5 in time, like to in my own timeline.
Right.
I was just like, all right, I want to check out Summit Infinite. So I did. And it's fucking awesome. But I still might go back and finish 5. Because I'm at the very end of 4, and then it's just 5. And I'm so close to.
5's going
to
be short, right?
It might be the shortest one.
But it's also the shittiest one, from what I hear. I never played that one.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the gameplay that people didn't like, or if it's like the story, or both. Or if it was just the multiplayer and maybe the campaign was just okay.
I think you should, as a fan, be obligated to play both Halo Wars games. If you're going to be a completionist.
I don't know if I'm that big of a fan.
If you're going to be a completionist, that ties into Infinite more than...
I know. I thought about just watching some kind of story recap for Halo Wars 2.
Yeah, I would never fucking play that game.
I played some of the first one, especially with the controller. I played on 360, the first one, and it honestly was pretty good. The way it worked was like a blade system. Triggers would pull up a ring for different things, and then you just use the joystick to select. So
yeah, the joystick's the problem. That's the problem for me.
Well, I mean, in the menus, it's all rotating. So you just hold like RT and then you rotate to a certain thing.
To select units and stuff?
Well, I mean, they simplified it. It's a RTS in function, but it's a simple RTS.
Okay. That's a segue into Age of Empires 3. I've played a bit of. Not enough to say that it's on a list or anything.
Is it well regarded around the interwebs? Like,
I think so.
It is?
I think so, yeah. I mean, the reviews that I've seen,
I know those games are always good. I just don't stick with them very long.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of are indefinite.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's just, it's more of the same and better and faster and bigger.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But I haven't played enough to like really talk too much about it.
I picked up some stuff cheap during the holiday season, stuff that I've been like meaning to play.
Are we talking? We're going to talk about shit we played.
Just real quick, not spend much time on it. That's not on the list. Not on the list. And some of these aren't even eligible because they're too old.
Some are not eggable.
No egg. One being the Resident Evil 3 remake I'm finally playing.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you think about that, big man?
He's honestly pretty frightening.
Is he?
Pretty scary. I mean, it's not as much of a horror game in the traditional sense as the first one. Mm-hmm. It's more like, it's definitely faster paced.
There's rockets involved.
Yes.
More rockets. And,
but it's still a survival
horror. More tactical armor too, a little bit.
Because I had never played 2, even like way back in the day on PlayStation or N64. So, did I say 2? I meant 3.
Yeah.
I meant 3. Yeah, I never played 3.
Nemesis.
Until now. And I had always heard that it was kind of the point where it started to shift into more of a horror action kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 solidified that. And then 5 just kind of just went straight up.
I mean, action. 4 is still...
It's still a horror game. There's absolutely like survival horror elements in 4. But in 5, they abandoned it altogether. And it was just like a third-person shooter.
And 6, right?
Yeah, those two. And then 7 is when they did a kickflip. And
they were back to spooky, but now it's first person and yuckier.
But...
I mean, they're all yucky, but...
Yeah, but with 3...
This one's got grubs in it because it's got high fidelity. You can have grubs.
In the remake?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can have little grubs.
But, I mean, the graphics are just as good as the 2 remakes. It's the exact same engine, which is how they were able to turn it out so fast. Because didn't it come out 1 year after the 2 remake?
Yeah, I think so. About that.
And it is, from what I hear, shorter. Like, I'm almost 2 hours in, and I was talking to someone about it, and they're like, you're probably, like, approaching halfway through the game already.
Oh, wow.
Like, I heard you can beat it in somewhere between 4 and 6 hours.
What?
Yeah. Which is why I waited for a sale.
The first one was like probably 10, 15, right?
At least. And then 2, I think, was on average probably between 10 and 15.
That's what I was talking about. I meant the first one. Oh, first remake.
Yeah. It was, I think, closer to 15.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that it's less puzzle focused. Like,
right.
There were great puzzles in 1 and 2. This one, they're still like, you got to find an item to unlock a door or something, but there's less actual solving. It's pretty obvious, like when you find what you're looking for and where what to do with it.
Yeah,
but it's good. I paid $17.99. It was finally a cheap price.
Worth that.
Got that on the Series S, so not enhanced for Series S, but it still looks great because it runs.
That's weird.
Well, it came out before the Series S, and
it did.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
When did the Series S come out? 2020, right? Fall of 2020. Yeah. It was November like 2020. Anyway,
listen, I don't know what time it is.
Yeah, because Resident Evil 3 came out like quarter one of 2020.
Okay.
And Capcom probably just didn't. Like, even Resident Evil 8 isn't enhanced for X or S yet. And I don't think there's PS5 enhancements either.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it probably runs at 60 frames per second and all that.
Like the ray tracing and shit?
Yeah, I don't think it has that.
What?
I don't. Resident Evil 3 probably didn't have it anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, because that game...
It probably did.
You think?
They enhanced the shit out of it.
I thought they used more direct lighting in those games since the camera angle. Well, no.
Well, but it's a new engine, so it's... Yeah. Like, they did on the originals. They would just, like, paint the textures
right,
on.
Right, right. Crazy trick.
That, yeah,
like,
it worked.
The way that shit worked.
It was just like, you know, fucking Nosferatu. That's what they did in the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Black paint.
I also got Cloudpunk. That shit's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that came out when it was like...
What do the cars sound like?
Well, they're hover cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not super loud, but it's kind of just like a... Like, you can hear it
it's
a little
just
bit.
A whir.
It's kind of like a Blade Runner scenario.
Okay.
Like, I'm whooshing, kind of. But honestly, they talk so much that you don't... There's not a whole lot of loud noise because they want you to hear the dialogue. And then there's music, which is really cool. Like, it's just a cool atmosphere. It's voxel style. It's voxel style graphics.
Mm.
And it's you're a delivery person in the future, working for a company called Cloudpunk. It's like all the people live above the cloud line, essentially, because polluted down below situation. So but as you go up, the richer people get, essentially.
Right, right.
So you start at the bottom making basic deliveries, but they do illicit deliveries. And there's parts on foot, so you're driving around this cool city, and when you're driving, your viewpoint is behind the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get out, the camera kind of pulls back, and it looks like this awesome, like there's it looks like way more detailed when it's not zoomed into the voxel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it just looks like a really cool, like cyberpunk diorama that you're running around in.
Yeah, yeah, and, it does look. It's very neon. And
yeah, like the lighting is cool.
Synthwave.
But you can zoom, too. It gives you free camera control, so you can zoom in.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
But you can, if you zoom in all the way, it lets you go first person, and that's weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the controls are not really playable for anything more than like, oh, neat, like for a cool quick second, because otherwise it's not meant to be played that
right.
way. But
yeah,
it's just really weird because the NPC's faces look fucking terrible when you're looking at them, just like head on, like straight in the face. So it's just funny.
I'm surprised they even have faces because it's like so zoomed out, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Normally? Most of the time. It's almost more to give like at a distance, probably kind of like a suggestion of a face.
Suggestion of a face.
Like a shadow or something. But when you get up close,
there's a little hint of face.
They almost look like crude smiley faces, like just two little black dots and a little mouth.
That's spooky. I'm picturing that, that internet meme with the smiley face. No, not an internet meme. It was a movie, wasn't it?
Was it just called Smiley Face?
I think so, yeah. And it's just like a flesh head with a smiley face.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad.
No.
But I haven't played a ton of that, but I like what I have played. And then Spyro Trilogy. Expected it to be as hard as Crash because I never played Spyro.
No, sir.
Shit's fucking easy.
Yeah.
But if you like collecting shit, it's fun.
There's a lot there, too, isn't there?
It's all three of the PS1 games.
And aren't they, like, pretty lengthy?
I'm sure each one's less than 10 hours, but for a platformer of its day, that was like pretty standard, unless it was Mario 64.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, it might be longer than that. I don't really know, but it looking nice. Yeah, and then I bought something else that I liked enough that it made my list on sale.
Which one?
Well, before that, I just remembered also a Game Pass, if anyone has it, played The Gunk.
The Gunk.
The Gunk. That one just missed my list, because I beat that, and I really enjoyed it, but...
Those SteamWorld games are the shit.
Yeah, and this is from those developers, but it's very
Dig and Heist,
and
Boat Digs.
People love the card-based one.
I didn't play that one.
I didn't play it, but I heard it was good. Gilgamesh or something?
Yeah, something of Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh, yeah. But yeah, this is their first full 3D game, and...
It's not in that universe or anything.
No, it's not. Unless, I mean, maybe they could make it that way, because there's no humans in Steampunk, right? Or SteamWorld. It's all robots. Right.
Yeah, it's the post-apocalypse.
So if they wanted, maybe they could be like, well, the humans left Earth, and the SteamWorld stuff is like the robots they left behind.
Maybe.
But that's not in the game. That's just headcanon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 3D adventure game, light puzzles, platforming. But the main mechanic is you're sucking up gunk.
Yeah.
You're going...
If you enjoy sucking gunk.
Well, honestly, if you enjoyed...
Loogie's
Mansion.
Yeah.
That's as I was playing, I was like, I know why I like this. That's because...
Loogily.
In Luigi.
Waluigi.
No, that's his evil.
That sound, that sound right?
I think that's Waluigi. But Luigi's more always just like...
Okay. Okay. Hi.
Oh, that's Toad. The okay thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi.
Or,
hi.
Got item.
That's him, right?
That's Toad.
Hi.
I don't think so. There's a lot of fans.
Oh, I'm thinking of Wario.
Well, he's more like,
my name is Wagoolagi.
But anyway.
I'm sorry. I just needed an excuse to make some noises for a second. We can move on.
Yeah. If you like sucking shit up in Willowiggy and Luigi, then play the gunk. It's fun.
The gunk.
It's like 6 hours long, if that.
Yeah. Very, very basic combat. Sucking dudes up, shooting them out of gun.
Yep.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. You don't have to fight them like in
That's
Luigi.
It.
That actually had some challenging elements at times. Not really, but still. But yeah, that's the other thing I got on sale. Just squeezed onto my list at number 10. Might be higher if I'd played more of it, but it's Kena: Bridge of Spirits.
Kena.
Which I forgot came out earlier this year, and it was one of those ones I was like, oh, hopefully I'll get a PS5 and I can play it. But that has not happened, and it was on sale, so I got it. And it still looks fantastic on PS4.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of something that Rare would have made in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And basically, like...
It looks nice.
The graphics are real good.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, I don't know, like a mix of like Rare style adventure game with Naughty Dog, like Jack and Daxter platforming kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of Pikmin, because you collect these little dudes that are called Rot. And they follow you around, and you can use them to like attack enemies or move items and stuff like that.
Okay.
But mainly a light action platformer. Real pretty.
Puzzle.
And you play a spirit guide that helps put unsettled souls to rest that can't cross over, which is basically you have to fight them. Those are like the boss fights in each area. Or it's their own representation of what's holding them there, more likely.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Kena.
So number 10, it made it on there.
Quinoa. Well, before I do any of my list games, I had one other one.
Oh, okay. Shit.
And that's Lawn Mowing Simulator.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting to try that, but you told me you had a little shit about that to say.
There was a shit about it.
On the
Xbox app or the Game Pass version of Lawn Mowing Simulator, a very thrilling title. It just kept erasing my save file.
Bullshit.
It kept starting new, and so I uninstalled it, and then it happened to be on sale for half price on Steam sale anyway, so I bought it on Steam. It works fine.
Ha!
Piece of shit. But anyway, it's just a game where, so you have the lawns, right?
It's a dad core game is what I'd call it.
Yeah, dad core, definitely. You have these lawns, okay?
Uh-huh.
They've got grass. It's too long.
Wait,
chop that shit down.
Out of control.
End of paragraph. That's not true. There's more to it because there's like management shit. There's like a...
You like run your business.
Business, yeah. So you got to do like advertising campaigns and stuff and trick out your fucking lawnmower. Trick that shit out.
Can you put like...
you can mod it. You can put fucking red dot sights on there.
What? Oh, to keep straight line?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe people are that obsessive about, having straight lines on their lawn that it's like, follow the laser-guided. Yeah. Laser-guided lawnmower? My prog band?
The Google Glass. Laser-guided lawnmower. Yeah. I like that. That's good shit. But and you can weed whack.
So you walk around.
You make a whole crew of people. Yeah, you got to walk around and make sure there's no garbage or debris in the lawn. Sometimes they'll leave their cutting shears up.
Like, can you cut trees down with a chainsaw if you want and just like ruin their backyard?
You can ruin their backyard, but so far nothing.
Will they yell at you?
Too crazy. It comes out of your paycheck.
Can you have to pay them?
That's a good question.
Can you fuck shit up so bad that they're like, I have to get this all redone now, you son of a bitch.
I'm thinking there's a maximum and they probably accounted for that, but I don't know. It's very, very zen sort of game.
I want them to go in depth and have them have NPCs that live there that like come out and like, what the fuck did you do?
You ran over my son.
Or if you get like the over watchful, over helpful dad that watches and gives pointers from the patio. Yeah, he's just like, hey, I missed a spot over there. Hey,
I wouldn't have done it like that.
Yeah, that's not how I like it.
So should be paying me.
But I could see how it would be a fun game.
It's fun. Yeah.
Sometimes mowing the lawn in real life is just kind of
like, I like mowing the lawn in real
zone
life.
Out. Yeah. 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 Just zen.
Yeah. 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 It's like shaving my yard.
But I don't have a riding mower. If I did, I'd.
Neither do I. But
enjoy it even more, I think.
That would, yeah.
Crack a cold burr, drive around my yard.
Around my Johnny Deere. Johnny Deere and Johnny Walker is all I need.
I had a riding
and Johnny mower. Depp. I like Pirate.
Back in the day.
I like the Pirate movie.
We painted it like a race car.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm going to overclock mine.
I would just ride it around for fun sometimes.
I overclocked my lawnmower.
Did you get NOS?
Yeah. 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 Tokyo Rip. So my game of the year is The Sims 4 Paranormal Stuff Pack.
Oh, like not, it snuck in at number one?
Number one. Yeah.
Top spot.
No, the number one's tied with Rims Racing.
Rims?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real one. I saw a list of games that came out this
Rims,
year.
Rims. Like, is it an acronym?
Or probably because it's just capital like, R, lowercase I, capital M, capital S. It's just the I that's lowercase. So it's probably RMS stands for something, I bet. And then they just added the I so that it could be Rims.
It's probably like a rim brand.
Rim.
A real rim brand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rims Racing. So
well, that's the end. That's the end.
That's my list.
That's the...
No, my I don't have them in any order.
Any order at all. Mine is kind of loose, except near the top. But the first one on my list was an early, late edition. So
yeah, yeah. I'd just say that there's a top half and a bottom half, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that. And you know what? That's between me and the good Lord. I'm not telling anybody.
Hey, that's fine.
I'm not telling anybody.
Don't need to be.
I don't piss and tell. I don't shit and tell.
Why not?
Because it's a secret. It's in the Bible. Listen.
You don't walk out into the middle of a room after, you know, relieving
yourself. I shit where I stand.
Just so you know.
Hey, I shit where I stand.
Okay? I took a pee-pee.
No, I'm going to bring up the Jackbox Party Pack 8.
Ah, that's the latest one?
Yeah. Got
I have
that.
Not played that yet.
I've played it a couple of times, and there's one game in there in particular that is wonderful. Well, there's Drawful.
Which is always good.
But they made it animated, so you draw two frames. And this is one of those games, Jackbox games, are the games where you link up your phone to the TV and you draw or you answer questions or you know, do various different games for party scenarios.
Yeah, I think it's like, what,
on the TV,
eight players at a time or something?
Some of them, I think, might even be more.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But anyway, there's a new one on there called Job Job, and... Basically, what it is there's a prompt that everybody gets, and it's different. Everybody gets a different prompt on their phone, and they have to type in an answer to whatever that is. So they'll ask just a generic ass icebreaker type question, like, what's your favorite movie and why, or something stupid.
Mm.
And then you answer it, and they send it in, and then the game takes all that shit that everybody just put in and chops it all up. And rearranges it and randomly sorts it. And then everybody has to go and take certain words and phrases and stuff that it cut out and assemble them into an answer to a new question. You know what I mean? So
okay.
Then, you have to answer. It's like a job interview is how it's laid out. So you have to answer the interview questions just using sections of other people's words and stuff.
So it's like a chopped and screwed Mad Lib kind of
hybrid. But it's the whole thing is like everything that you're saying is you're pulling from like every word is from somebody's response.
Oh, okay.
So it gets real wacky, but
you have to wonder what the original context of what
right.
that quote was
exactly
for that word to be there.
Exactly. It's super good. It's one of the best ones, probably as good as TKO, I think.
Oh wow,
big fan of that. But there are some other ones on there too that I didn't play yet, so
yeah. Cool. I got on here one that didn't get a lot of hype, and and it was Xbox exclusive at, I think, the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the medium, not the small, oh, yeah. not the large.
Yeah, we talked about that.
The medium, right?
Yeah,
I did talk a bit about that, and it's just my kind of horror game. It's not a survival horror at all. It's not really like a combat focus kind of thing.
There's stealth shit, right?
Yes. So there's fail states. You can get caught and have to start over at a particular point. But
you get toe in half in that game, right? Probably.
It's not overly gore. I don't think the deaths are, but just a really good puzzle based horror adventure.
Okay.
I liked it quite a bit, and it has really good graphics. It's out on...
And it rendered twice in two different time
Yeah, it's settings. Impressive, two and it's settings. Still, even on Series S, still runs at 60 frames per second at 1440p.
Wow.
What's cool is while you're switching on the fly, like, it doesn't pause even. Like, stuff still, like, is moving if there's moving elements in the area and stuff, so...
It's like it reskins the world around you.
Yeah, it's cool. And that one I is on PC and PS4 now as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Or PS5, both.
Yeah.
I think. Actually, no, it's not on PS4, just PS5, because it does need a lot of power to render twice.
Right.
That's
so it's on 360?
Huh?
It's on 360?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Speaking of which, real quick, that just jogged my memory. That little Xbox series, I finished watching it, that they put up on their YouTube channel.
It's yes. like
a retrospective of the origins of the original Xbox through... the 360 and up to the One and stuff. It was just a good watch. It was really well done.
The beginning of it that I saw was just a lot of people sucking Microsoft off. Just like, hey, look at how...
look how good they are. As you go forward, though, they admit their mistakes and don't... like they own up to a lot of shit that they fucked up on.
Yeah,
which I don't know. It is.
I don't really have a problem with Microsoft shit. I don't.
Nah.
I was just joking.
No, I know. But
I was just joshing.
If you like that kind of thing, it's a fun watch. And they're not like shorts. Each one is like 40 minutes long.
Yeah, it's like an actual series. Wow. Do I do one now?
If you would like.
I would like, please. The Rift Breaker.
I haven't tried that yet.
It's very good. It's a. Kind of a mashup game. It's an isometric top-down view. You're in a mech and you're shooting twin sticks, two stick shooters.
Okay.
So yeah, you're spinning around shooting rockets, bullet heck, and whatnot. And you're on a uncharted planet, and you're kind of stranded there, and you have to survive. So there are waves of enemies. And you have to defend all like your base. It's kind of from the alien creatures that are trying to kill you.
Okay. And is it a base that you just start with or do you build it?
You build it. And then you expand on it. So it's a lot like building a city.
So it's like a twin stick shooter with light RTS stuff.
With RTS elements and survival elements because you're also collecting.
That's cool.
And building and crafting and shit. So it's a big mashup, but it's really... well done, and yeah, it feels good. The controls are good. The story is kind of generic, but it's passable.
It's just
has characters,
sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, 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 and it's got good graphics, real good graphics.
So, I do need to try that because that is also available to me.
Game slap.
Going, yeah, get slapped by it.
Mm-hmm. Now you go.
I have admittedly not spent enough time with, so otherwise it would probably be higher on the list, but I would assume just because of the praise you gave it, that it's probably on your somewhere on there up bar. The Ascent.
Oh, yeah. That would be in the top area of mine.
Okay, well, we can save it for a bit then if you want. Did you have much more to say about it?
We've spent a lot of time talking about it before. Yeah, so
but just as a brief recap, it's also... sort of twin stick controlled, more like a cyberpunk Diablo kind of vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more of an RPG than a standard like twin stick shooter.
Yeah.
And
also real pretty
dialogue and all that stuff. Like branching, not really super branching paths, but
a lot of your choices can change shit in a big way.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. It's just like, And the story and the voice acting and stuff is all really good.
Yeah.
And it's just like a team of like 12 people or something that made it. But
it's very impressive. I know that.
And it's cheap. It's, I think, $30.
Yeah, $30 or Game Pass.
Right. So it's worth that for sure.
And the lighting is crazy in it.
Oh, yeah.
It just looks so good.
Yep. Oh, also Deep Stink.
Yeah, the names of the places, the Deep Stink.
Deep Stink. I'll just stick to the ones that I know you didn't play first.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
Deathloop.
Yeah, that's one that I wanted to play but could not do.
Yeah, you will be able to do at some point, and you'll like it. It's fucking. Yeah,
it seems like it'd be up my alley.
Really good immersive sim kind of thing from Arkane.
Yep.
Who did the last one they did was Prey.
Was Prey after Dishonored 2? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, both very good.
And Dishonored was their first game as a studio, right?
Right.
Because they have history at other places.
Yeah, I think it's like a developer from the Thief games.
Is it? And maybe somebody from...
somebody from like
the Bioshock System team Shock or something. Yeah.
Team, I don't know.
That feels
those
like
those fucking guys. Those nerds. Yeah, and...
That's it's PS5 and PC only.
It's a looping sort of storyline. It's kind of it's a little difficult to follow at times, but it comes together. And it doesn't get boring, even though you're playing the same like five different, I don't know if it's five, but the same different levels just at different times of day. And it's looping over and over again. And every time you play through it, you're learning and finding new shit. And meanwhile, you could get invaded at any point by either a CPU or an online player.
I would imagine if you have strangers coming in,
yeah,
that like it could get frustrating.
I shut that off before I even started the fucking game.
Destroy you.
Yeah. Because if that was like, that sounds annoying as fuck. So shut that off.
I know some people love it. Like they just play the game as, what's her name?
I forget.
Well, at any rate.
Either way, yeah. And yeah, just really good shooting dynamics and storyline and... Acting is awesome in that one too.
Yeah, I heard it's actually got some good humor.
Yeah, it's actually
like
funny, yeah.
Not just like trying to be funny,
not just gamer humor.
That's the problem I have with
Borderlands
lately. Yeah, if the humor in it is just way too,
it doesn't cross that line for me.
No.
No, I mean, I see that for sure. Like, there's definitely some of that, but not enough to bother me.
I haven't played a Borderlands in a long time, though.
So yeah.
Maybe I'm looking back in a negative light for some reason.
Okay. You got one, dude?
Yeah, I got Eastward, which I've put a good chunk of, probably 4 or 5 hours into at this point.
Is that a lot? Is it a long game?
I think it's over, it's like between 20 and 30, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think. Maybe not, but that's one that was announced a couple of years ago even, and then it came out in September, and I just totally forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Switch-exclusive console currently. It's also on PC. My exact kind of shit, like, as far as something that I'd want to play on the
Diarrhea?
Switch. Yeah, well, no, it's not quite.
Loose?
It's loose, yeah.
Okay.
It's not liquid.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
But it's fast, and you get it over with quick.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It's like a dump tank.
Sure.
You know, you just hit a switch.
Yeah. Eastward is like old school Zelda, like in its camera perspective and gameplay overall, like light. Maybe they get more complex, but the puzzles have been pretty light where it's like pushing something or moving something to open a door or create a new path.
Right.
Or that kind of stuff. Zelda kind of stuff. You got bombs, eventually get different weapon types. Maybe I'm not 4 or 5 hours. I'm at least in chapter 3, but and there's a prologue, but it's post-apocalyptic and has a bit of a clear Earthbound influence on its whole kind of aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, if you're into classic Zelda, it's fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Just the overall feel of it is really cool. So that is a late addition because I got that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or maybe a week, a little over a week ago.
Okay. Okay.
And that's the first game I've played in months on my Switch.
I haven't turned mine on in a long time.
Right. Even longer than.
Yeah. It was when Grindstone came out.
That was in the summer or was it in the fall?
No, I think it was earlier.
Earlier. Wow.
Might have been the spring or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's been abandoned at this point.
Yeah. No real reason.
Well, there's reason, if depending on what you're into.
Right. Right.
But
right.
Maybe for you personally.
Well, are you done with that one?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much just if you like Zelda post-apocalyptic vibes and Earthbound, then play it.
Okay. Pixel art, you know, Japanese pixel art.
It looks very nice. It has, yeah, I mean, a lot of detail for a pixel-based game.
Yeah. Pickles. Well, let's see. What's next on my list, huh? Subnautica Below Zero.
Aha.
Standalone expansion. Does that count? That counts.
It counts, yeah.
Yeah. So Subnautica came out years ago, and I've talked about that plenty on here. But it's a first-person survival crafting game in the ocean of a distant planet.
It's cold. It's fucking cold.
This one's fucking cold. The first one's not fucking cold.
Right.
This one's fucking cold, and you got ice caps and shit, so there's actually more on land stuff. But, you know, you start out with just like a pod, and you go out and you collect shit and kill shit and whatever, scan shit, and then you can build a bigger base, and you have to eat and drink and all that stuff. And there's not much else to say. This one adds hot and cold elements, so you have to manage that a little bit, but not in an annoying way. And yeah, an honorable mention also I'll add, because it's kind of a very similar style, but I've also talked about Void Train. That's still in early access, so that might be on next year's.
That is always, yeah. Do you count early access games?
This one I think has, like, there's going to be a lot more there.
Because
so I think it depends how far
along it is. For
instance,
Hades, that was in early access for at least a year before it came out.
Yeah.
And then there are some games that seem to be perpetually early access.
Right. Yep. Yep.
So it's like, I don't know how to gauge that, but
yeah, it's good though. Good.
I meant to ask, since we talked about it at the beginning, is Halo on the list? Halo Infinite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause I had it on there too, and I haven't even played it as much, but I figured, that was probably on the ranking.
Yeah.
We talked about that at the top.
Talk so. About it right now.
You got more to say about that? Hello, man.
Boom, 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 bow. Bow, bow, bow.
Halo Man.
Yeah, it's really good. They kind of like Far Cried Halo a little bit. So there's
just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So it's pretty linear, the storyline. Like, it takes you from place to place, but then once you're doing a mission, you're just like in a zone pretty much.
Yeah.
Which is fine. So it feels really good. It plays like the old Halo games, shooting shit.
Which I can say is an improvement for 343, at least over Halo 4, because it feels a little off compared to the Bungie games.
Right, right.
Like, it felt a little slower.
Yeah, this one doesn't. This
but
one feels
no, Infinite
right.
feels exact, but you can sprint now.
Yeah.
You might have been able to sprint in 5. I haven't got there yet, but you could not in 4, so.
Right.
It was nice to have sprint when I was playing. I was like, oh, shit.
Well, they got a grappling hook now, too.
Yeah, which you go real fast.
That's a lot of fun. Love that. The new weapons and vehicles are awesome.
And there's a more than I expected for vehicles.
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, something weird that I noticed and I saw somebody bring up on a video somewhere or something. The facial animations are a lower frame rate than the game.
Really?
Yeah, they're 24 frames per second.
But, I mean, is it noticeable in the cutscenes and stuff? I haven't really picked
up on it. Like, if you're looking for, like, it looks, something looks like, just not weird even. It doesn't look bad at all. It's just not what you're used to.
Huh.
Because you're used to everything being that smooth, but they're very detailed animations. So it kind of is a trade-off, weird. I guess. But yeah, that's weird. And the person I saw talk about it on a video or whatever kind of made it sound like it was a glitch. But
really?
It hasn't changed that I've noticed. So
I wonder if it was a stylistic choice or if it was just a limitation of the animation software that they'd started with.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it still works really good.
The game started development on base Xbox One before even the One X was out.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, open world Halo, it's good.
The multiplayer is fucking fun.
The multiplayer is actually really good too. We talked about that last time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a little shorter than I expected. The campaign was, but there's a lot of side shit to do. It's fun. It's good.
And there's like you said, it's got an open-ended, without spoiling anything. It's open-ended.
It's open-ended.
More so than...
They'll be adding seasons and shit.
The others left openings for clear, obvious, like, obviously there's going to be another one, but it always was just like, I've done my mission, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, right, right.
I'm in my pod.
Do leave me alone.
But with a name like Infinite, I have to feel like there won't be...
They're going
to
milk it.
Or even not milk it necessarily. Like, I don't know. Because so
think
far...
Just the way the menus and stuff are laid out, it feels like kind of a game as a service thing.
I think they're trying to reach that gap a little bit.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that as long as it's not unreasonable.
Right. And so far, I know some people complain about the decorative shit in multiplayer being so much locked behind microtransactions.
Yeah, but who cares?
I don't care about that shit. I know some people do.
Yeah, fuck them.
But otherwise,
I don't pay $10 for cat ears if you want.
It's not like there's loot boxes and fucking.
I don't even mind that.
Gotcha
for
bullshit.
For multiplayer stuff. Because if the loot boxes were all just
cosmetic,
yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's fun to get stuff when you unlock. Like, for instance, right. Rocket League back in the day, before they entered the microtransaction territory as much as they did, when you would level up in the game, you'd get new goofy things to put on your car or like different decals.
Yeah. Well, that still happens in Halo.
Oh, it's
just much slower.
Okay, because you do still get some freebies in Rocket League, at least I haven't played it in years, but you got way more chances to get chests.
Yeah.
And then you don't know what you're getting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that shit. That's
over the top.
Too much. But I think that instead of doing another full Halo release on this generation of Xbox, this Infinite is it. And they may every, I don't know if it would be annual, maybe biannual, just a new campaign expansion.
Yeah. That's like Destiny does.
I know that a lot of these games call it seasons now, mm-hmm. but that's typically,
and that's right. It says season one right on the fucking, tile on that.
But is that, that's in reference to the multiplayer, right?
Well, that's the thing. Maybe not.
Maybe the campaign.
Maybe not.
Maybe.
Next on the list is Rims Racing.
Well, it's racing.
They got rims in it, or
Forza Horizon 5. I fucking love that game.
You still playing it? Whoa!
I went off the road.
Skipped the gear there for.
Oh, I hit a cactus.
Oh, that's what that was.
I don't stay on the road. You can't contain me.
That's true.
I'm going up a mountain in my Bugatti.
My Bugatti with them big wheels on.
I drive up a volcano in my luxury mobile. I don't care.
Yeah.
But probably the best racing game I've played, if maybe ever. Maybe ever.
Yeah, because they're kind of iterative. Like, they just keep getting better.
Four was already good, but now the setting's better, and it's just even more refined and looks even prettier. 60 frames per second.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Well, and I guess 4 was 60 frames per second after the update, but this, you can tell, is just more polished.
Right.
Even more polished, I should say. But
I played Halo at 120, so I don't care.
Whoa.
I don't care.
Whoa.
No big deal, you know. No big deal. So.
But even just as an open world game, if you like, racing games aren't your thing all the time. Like, Forza.
They're not for me.
No, I know. But Forza is just such a cool world to fly around in fast cars.
Oh, yeah.
That it looks there's nice fun to be had, even if you're not like a serious racing fan.
There's weather.
Yeah, like sandstorms and.
Mm-hmm. The Rude.
The what?
The Rude.
Oh, is that? I think that's. Is that in there?
Is it?
It should be. If it's not, I don't know.
Better be.
There's some decent songs on the soundtrack, and then there's some
lot of
terrible shit. Honestly, the newer Foo Fighter songs on there are fucking garbage.
Mm.
But I haven't liked them in a long ass time.
Foofies?
Foofies.
Wow.
Give me the first two or three.
Give me
them. So yeah, that one hit my like hardline top five.
Mm.
That's kind of where I started there. Just one of the best racing games I've ever played. It's fucking great. There's so much variety to it in terms of the racing styles. Fun. It's fun.
Fun. I want to have some fun.
It's just fun.
It's just plain old-fashioned fun. I got Far Cry 6 on this next.
It. I haven't played that yet.
Well, I love it. It's not getting old for me. It's just, I love that formula that they do, and they just do it really well, and it's just fun.
It's fun.
And I mean, the storyline is fine. Like, it's not bad. It's nothing groundbreaking.
But I heard people, well, I suppose it depends on the person, but I've heard some people liked it better than 5, and I've heard some people say that 5 was better.
I think I like 5's story a little better, just because I think it's like weirder, and because it's like, that's like the
not enough games
Southern hillbilly cult,
thing, and which is not enough games are set in the U.S. and
right
in like a
dystopian sort of kind of light.
Way. Yeah,
yeah. So that I do like, but the game overall, I mean, it's just, it's more of the same, like 100% more of the same, which is great. But obviously there have been
some you get cool
quality pets. Of life improvements. You have an ultimate now, which is like a
alligator.
No, those are the Amigos.
Oh, I'm Omega.
Those are the Omegas. Amigo.
Well, if you have an ultimate, you have your Omega.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But they're Amigos.
The ultimate has a name too.
I didn't even know they called them Amigos.
I'm just blanking out and I can't remember what they call the ultimates. But yeah, you got a backpack on that does different things, and you can upgrade that and have it have different effects. But I've had it on the one since that I got at the beginning, which just shoots a bunch of like heat seeking missiles out of the top. and it's great. And the weapons are awesome. They're all customizable. Then they have these Supremo weapons that are like very specific and kind of goofy sometimes. Like,
they all got Supreme labels on them.
Yeah, they're Supreme branded. but one of them is a CD player.
Oh,
like it's like a modified disc shooter thing, and it shoots CDs out of it. And
are they sharpened?
It doesn't matter. They hurt. They hurt them. You can fucking,
I guess, yeah. If they're going at a fast enough velocity,
they're going real fast.
It's gonna cut your face up a little bit, very least.
Yeah, and it is playing Macarena while you do it. That's true. That's awesome. Not a joke. And Dana Trejo is in it too. So that's
always a plus. And he's got a machete.
Machete, 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 machete. Where are my wife and daughter? You know.
Yeah, I do want to play that, because I skipped over 5 for some reason. Like, I'm sure I would have enjoyed it. I just never ended up picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll play one of or both when the UB service hits Xbox. The new...
They'll probably introduce crossplay with that too, so we can do co-op.
Ooh,
which is
it would be fun. Bogus if they don't do crossplay, considering everything on Game Pass is crossplay.
Yeah, I think they would, because they already integrate that into some games.
Yeah,
so it'll probably do.
It just depends on what they charge. If they're gonna try and charge $15 for that alone, I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
but if it's like an add-on for $5, and I pay $20 a month instead of $15, and I have the UB games,
maybe.
Okay,
moving on. We gotta move fast.
Okay, yeah. Next up, Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's on mine.
Fucking love it.
That's on mine too, and it is awesome.
I beat it.
We talked about that last time, so there's not a ton to say, right? But
not a ton, but I can say after finishing it that it's good consistently all the way to the end. Like, the story is fucking awesome.
Especially like once the cult stuff gets into it.
Oh yeah, it's way better.
It really picks up. Like, it's good from the beginning.
It never stops. Like, it's like a freight train to the end, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
It feels like playing a RPG movie.
Pretty much. Like, and it's like surprisingly well written.
Piss the soundtrack too.
Yeah, great songs on it. I like that. One of the mechanics is that you got to give a pep talk. So like if your meter is full,
it's like an ultimate. That's
kind of like it pauses the fight, and you call everyone over, and they huddle around, and you have to kind of gauge their disposition about the fight and either try to pep them up or just
or not.
Well,
right, it's like pep them up or you don't. And which case, either way, they get boosted. But if you pep them
up. No, if you fuck up, they don't get boosted. You don't get
boosted at all. Oh, only you do. Yeah. That's what it is. Right, right.
You have to, like, if they seem distressed about the fight or like something, then you have to reassure them. But if they're already hyped, then you just get hyped with them.
Right. Okay.
And because if you try to like be like, I made the wrong choice several times just because I misread like what they were saying.
Yeah.
And he gets like overly sentimental and they're all just like, oh, fuck. Like, I don't swear, but they're like, what'd you, Flark? What'd you fucking call us over here for? And then you get buffed, but they just continue.
Right.
So you get less of a boost.
Yeah. It's really good.
Neat.
Third person action dynamics, and you're telling your teammates what to do, and it's fun. It's good. Lots of dialogue.
Couldn't stop playing it. I beat it in like a week.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Solid. And there's two more that I have that are definitely not on your list.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then we'll go from there. So I'll get those out of the way.
Yeah. Cause I've only got three left on my list.
Yeah. Okay. So one is It Takes Two.
Yep. Which is strictly co-op. So yeah. I can't play it. Yeah. Well, I could if I went somewhere where another person physically was and we played it, but otherwise.
It's just like, yeah, it's just like the perfect platformer game, but it's entirely reliant on having two players.
Right.
Just by the way that the gameplay works, it wouldn't work with the CPU or whatever.
And we talked a good amount about that last time.
Yeah,
but so you finished it now, right?
Not quite.
Oh.
No, pretty close though. It gets pretty tough, but it's awesome. I can't recommend that enough if you have a co-op partner.
That was also the Video Game Awards pick of overall game of the year, which nobody was expecting.
Weird. It's that's surprising.
I don't think it was on anybody's list of winners. It made the nominees. Oh,
I've seen it on lists, but
for people that were trying to guess what the game awards would do, because it's not the kind of game that wins game of the year at that show. Usually.
Yeah. Like, fuck that show. Who cares?
I do not.
Fuck them.
I do not watch. I watch all the trailers though. They showed some cool new shit.
Yeah, they did.
A lot of cool new shit.
But then the last one that isn't on yours, actually I only have two left, but there's only one more that's not on yours.
Oh, okay.
Which is Resident Evil Village.
Which I want to play real bad. I just haven't yet.
I put it off for a while. I don't know why, but
We were talking about that a couple weeks ago. Like, I was just like, it's fucking weird that neither of us have played that.
Yeah, because I liked 7. I liked most of those games. Yeah. And then on the holiday sale for Steam.
Was it like 30 bucks?
Yeah, it was half price.
I almost bought it. And then I bought 3 instead.
I got it, and it is amazing. Like, it's, I think, even better than 7.
I can tell I'll like it better just by the whole setting and aesthetic.
You like that big witch with the tiggle bitties.
I mean, who don't? Everyone likes her.
Tiggle bitties.
But I just like the Europe. Is it like Eastern Europe?
I think.
I just know it's somewhere in Europe, like a Transylvania. Where was 4 set?
That was Spain, yeah.
Okay. Because it's a similar vibe to that.
Yeah.
Which is why I like it so much, because 4 is one of my favorites.
But it plays more like 7.
Yeah.
So, because it's first person and stuff, but it's also, it's way more gothic than 7 was, which I like.
And I heard a lot of the enemies in it can be proxies for like old fairy tale monsters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like fucking, just classic monsters.
Some of them are so intense. Like, there are moments in that that are just overwhelming. And it's the kind of thing where I can't really talk about any of it because you can only experience it once.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil any of it.
So you can't.
That would be like,
that's like the entirety of the game. That's like the whole reason you play the game, is for those kind of moments, pretty much.
Be like if somebody told you in Resident Evil, the first one back in the day, to watch out for the dogs that come through the windows in the hallway.
Exactly, yeah.
Which and that doesn't count as a spoiler because that game's over 20 years old.
Right. But and everybody knows.
Everyone knows now. But that scared the shit out of me. And if somebody had told me, that would have...
It wouldn't have had the same impact.
That moment was probably when that game got its hooks into me. I was like, I fucking love this.
Yeah.
Because it scared me so bad.
Yeah.
So I get that. I'm definitely going to play that soon. After I finish 3, which apparently won't take me too long, I'll probably get Village if it's on sale again for that price.
Oh, yeah. You know it will be.
Oh, yeah. Nothing stays full price anymore. I don't buy things at launch very often.
Mm-hmm. What else you got?
I got that I know... Both of these are definitely not on your list, but you should play Psychonauts 2. Fucking loved it.
Yeah, we talked. We did.
Not a whole lot about it. I don't have too much to add, but just the best.
It is very much a straightforward, like, platformer.
It's got that old school vibe, and it's a sequel to a game that came out, like, what, 16, 17 years ago or something like that?
Long-ass time ago.
It's just pitch perfect. Like, it's done to perfection if you're a fan of that era of games, and the writing is just excellent in it. And the story has way more weight to it than I expected. I didn't play the first
one. Oh, the first one did too.
Yeah. So I'd known that people had like a cult following, and I totally get it. I almost want to go back and play the first one. I like the second one so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That one landed at my number two spot. And then my number one, which I already know what your number one is, so I'll go with mine. Because I'm guessing it's on my list as well, if it's what I'm thinking. But yeah, Metroid Dread is my number one pick, which was...
I knew that too.
So, I know.
So
that was hands down the best game I played this year.
Hands down.
It's just Metroid to a perfect, again, perfection.
And a little and spookier.
It's a little bit more stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, not spooky, but yeah, you
dark,
dorker.
Yeah.
And it's just what I was.
I mean, you're getting pursued by a beast.
Robo beast. Several different ones.
Different robo beasts. Yeah.
And it's so satisfying when you finally get to fucking take them down.
Because you bet.
Blast them in the eyeball and their head blows apart. And then you like fuck them up. You fuck them up. Like Samus does some badass shit in that game.
Yeah.
I bet. She has more swagger than ever before. Like this, when you first meet Kraid, that classic Dragon Man,
mm-hmm.
he like roars in your fucking face, and she's just got her arm down by her side charging the whole time. It's like a quick little cutscene. She's just charging it and like staring him down, and he's roaring in her. And as soon as he like opens his mouth in her face, she just blasts him, and then the fight starts. Like there's some cool ass shit, and some of the executions. Like she literally will get something to headlock and just put her cannon against his head and discharge. Like if it was M-rated, it would be gory.
Yeah.
And that would be awesome.
Yeah. But like Dead Space style.
Yeah. Like it just blows the fucking head off of it. Oh, yeah.
That'd be pissa.
And that reminds me of a game that would definitely be on my list if I could play it. And that's Returnal. I just know I'd fucking love it.
Yeah. But I'm sure I would too.
I have not gotten to play it yet, but it's got Metroid.
Too bad.
Influences. So that's going to be probably one of the first games I get when I finally do get a PS5.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dread, my number one, which is what I was going to say. There is something worth playing on the Switch if you do want to turn it on.
I would play that.
Because you like Metroid, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would play that. And I'll probably want to play Advance Wars when that comes out.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's later this year sometime. Yeah. And also, I think it's supposed to be this month of that new Pokemon, the Arcturus or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll wait on.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
Wait
too.
And see on that because I didn't bother with the remakes that came out recently because I heard that they were just okay.
Yeah, I didn't have any sort of connection to the originals. So
which ones was it? Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah,
so I did play those
on the DS.
I didn't then.
I dabbled, but I didn't. The ones I played were like. Red, blue, gold, silver era.
Yellow. Yeah.
Crystal.
I heard you was yellow. You yellow bellied. So you have one left?
I do.
And it's probably my one.
It's probably your number one.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is Life is Strange.
Yes.
True Colors.
Absolutely. Fucking excellent.
There's nothing else to say about it. We talked the shit out. We did a whole episode pretty much on that.
Pretty much. Yeah. We talked about the whole series and everything we really could say about True Colors without spoiling any story elements.
Yeah, it's just really fucking good.
If you can get down with that kind of dialogue-driven adventure game,
mm-hmm.
it's fucking awesome.
It's perfect. They did it to perfection.
And the setting made me want to move to Colorado. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was like awesome. That town was perfect.
And the DLC for it, the extra.
I enjoyed it quite a bit,
That was awesome.
Like, I loved what it did.
Wavelengths,
but I wish, and maybe it's just because I just wanted more. Like I just wanted more.
That was my only complaint, is that I want more.
Yeah, and it's not a fault because it's just a DLC, so it's not a fault of the DLC. But I wanted it to keep going.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Like because the whole thing set in the record store, which is cool. But I was like hoping you'd get to walk around the town in the winter setting or whatever because. It goes through the seasonal changes, but you never get to step outside.
I thought
you'd at least get to walk up and down Main Street or something.
Yeah.
And like talk to other people in the town that don't come into the shop.
Right.
But that aside, cool DLC. I wish, and I highly doubt they ever would, but to continue the story, if they had a DLC that you could buy that depended on the ending that you picked.
Mm-hmm.
Because I doubt that they'll do a True Colors 2 necessarily that continues the story.
There'll be another Life is Strange, and then they'll reference what happened. I'm sure, in some way.
Yeah, they have found a way to keep a string through them with characters and whatnot.
Yeah.
And Deck Nine has only gotten better at that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aren't they working on... What game are they working on?
Something, it was something, like, shocking.
Like, was it with Telltale?
Awesome. Yes.
It was and a like, license
it was, it's kind of like
game.
Telltale is back, in a way.
Yeah, but with Deck Nine.
What was that game? It was, like, a surprise.
Maybe they were publishing it. I think it was at the Game Awards.
Yes, it was. And now I have to look it up. Yeah. Apparently, Telltale is making The Wolf Among Us 2.
Oh, really?
That's going to happen.
Finally.
Yeah, Star Trek.
That ended on a cliffhanger. Star Trek, yes.
Star Trek Resurgence. It's a collab between Deck Nine and Telltale.
Fuck, yeah.
That sounds like it's going to be fucking awesome.
I can't wait for that shit. They'd been working on Wolf Among Us 2 for...
Well, it was always planned, and then they got shut down.
Yeah.
And then I guess some... I don't think it's like the full studio's back. I think it's like some of the core team may have taken up the mantle again. That's probably why they're working with Deck Nine, because they're good at doing the same kind of thing.
But they're better.
Better at it, yeah. They kind of took the bones of Telltale's design and then fleshed it out into being what Telltale never really evolved to. Like,
right.
It got to a point, and they saturated the market with that style of game, and all of them were very much like the same formula.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a different property attached to it or whatever. Kind of like how the Lego games are.
So that's it. That's the list, right?
That's the list, yeah. My top three consisted of Metroid, Psychonauts 2, and Life is Strange.
Top two consisted of The Sims 4 Paranormal Stuff Pack.
Right, and then
Rims Racing.
And then Life is Strange?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my top three.
Cool. Yeah. You should have... You play Big Bumpin'?
Big Bumpin'?
Big Bumpin'.
Oh, Burger King?
Booger King.
Well,
Sneak King.
I have a new game that we
can do. Hell yeah.
A game called Major Razor.
Major Razor?
Yeah.
Is this a Razor product kind of thing?
Guessing game, yeah.
Okay.
So
they always have wacky names.
I got a new keyboard from Razor and a new mouse from Razor, and I've had a lot of their shit. They make good
computer quality
peripherals, except for one.
What was the one?
It was a controller, an X input controller.
Oh.
And I think I went through two of them, and they both broke within the year.
Wow.
And then they wouldn't replace it. So I was like, hey, fuck you.
Hey, fuck.
They replaced it once, and I was like, but that one broke too. Piece of shit.
Like, sir, where have you been putting this controller?
Yeah. You got big biceps on your fingers. So, but yeah, the thing is, as I was doing that and I was like researching this shit, I was just like, where the fuck do they come up with these names? Because
they're all reptiles, right?
No, I mean, a lot of them are. Okay. A lot of them are. But they're mostly just animals.
Yeah, okay.
A couple outliers, but either way, it's always weird ones. It's not just like bear or, you know, coyote or something. It's like some weird... obscure type of snake or that kind of thing, and they always sound funny too.
Razor Naga.
Yeah exactly, Naga. And
this is good because I used to know a lot of them because I used to sell them,
yeah,
but I haven't been paying attention in like the last 7 years.
And there are way more than you ever would remember.
Yeah.
and they are all fucking weird. They were funny. And so I've got a bunch of those listed, and then I've got a list of fake ones that I made up.
That's what I was... Okay.
And then I also have a list of turtles.
Just turtles.
Types of turtles, because they sound like that, too.
I know my turtles, I'll tell you what.
They sound like that,
too. I'll tell you what. I know my turtle.
We'll see. So I'm just going to go through the list and see if you can guess. Is it a Razer computer peripheral, something that I pulled out of my asshole, or...
or a turtle.
Or a turtle.
Asshole, turtle.
Type of turtle.
Or reality.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with Opus.
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 I mean, it sounds plausible, but it's not an animal.
Opus.
So I'm going to say that's a asshole. You made that one up.
Nope.
That's a real one?
That's a real boy.
I wish it was a turtle.
Yeah.
The Opus turtle.
I don't know what... I should have taken a note of what these are. Hang on. Let me type it in on my Razer keyboard.
Not sponsored yet.
Razor. You can hear it. It's mechanical hybrid.
Oh, it goes snack, snickety snack, snickety click, snack. Click, click, slack, bam, bam, pew, bah,
It goes, aye. The Razor Opus is a headset.
Oh, that makes sense. It's going to make sound.
Yeah, a few different
Opus. Ones. Yeah. Mr. Holland. Opus. Mr. Holland approved.
Mr. Holland's Bulbous. How about Orochi?
That's real.
That's a real one. The Razor Orochi.
I remember the Orochi.
Which I think is a mouse.
You know, I hadn't even considered that.
That is a mouse.
That even the words that were not English would possibly still be an animal.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Is it a language? Orochi?
Most of them are like the scientific names of things. But this
one sounded like just another language.
Orochi is Japanese.
Okay. For mouse?
It's a legendary eight-headed, eight-tailed Japanese dragon serpent.
Oh, okay.
So.
Because I was going to say.
Sounds like my ex-wife. How about this? Lupus.
The lupus?
Yeah.
Lupus. That's made up.
Yes.
That's a disease.
Correct. How about Cooter?
I hope it's a turtle.
How about Cooter? It's a turtle.
Hell yeah.
It's a turtle.
You want to meet my pet Cooter?
There are different types of Cooters, too.
This is a striped Cooter.
There's all kinds of Cooters. That's a turtle.
Well, I wonder which came first. The slang term came from turtle. Is that something that people reference?
Cooter.
Spelled the same way?
Yeah. North American river turtle. With a dull brown shell, typically having yellow stripes on its head.
Okay. North American Cooter.
Wait.
Is there an origin, like an Urban Dictionary origin of the slang term?
They're often referred to as Cooters, which stems from Kuta, the word for turtle in the Bambara and Malinke languages.
Oh.
Brought to America by enslaved people from Africa.
Huh.
Cooter. let's see. Cooter... Urban Dictionary.
I'm just wondering if it's a reference to the turtle term.
Cooter. Cooter snatch. Vagina. Example, my cooter itches.
Oh.
Okay.
Fair enough. It does not give an origin, apparently.
Most commonly associated with the friendly grease monkey character from the Dukes of Hazzard.
What?
Now a slang term referring to the female sex organ. See also snatch pussy vagina.
Okay.
Did you lick her cooter? That's the example.
That's another example.
Yeah.
Is that a southern?
I got kicked in the cooter. Yeah.
Oh no.
Beef curtains. It says all this. I'm reading this. This isn't from me. How about Vishnu? Vishnu.
That's a god, right? So I don't think they'd name a product after him. That might make some people mad. So I'm going to say you made that up.
I did. Okay. That is a Hindu god.
Yeah. They might not take
probably
too kindly.
Not. Probably not, but it sounds right.
It sounds
the Razor legit. Vishnu? Are you shitting me?
It lines up with the Otaku or whatever it was called.
Kotaku.
Otoki?
How about Ragnar?
I bet they did call something Ragnar.
Ragnar.
That's real.
I made it up.
Oh, it's another god figure. I know. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, he was real.
Was he? I don't know.
I think he was a legendary Viking. Ragnar?
Wait, I need to...
He's in the show Vikings on History, which is real life.
Ragnar Lothbrok.
Lothbrok.
Legendary Viking hero, as well as legendary Danish and Swedish king.
I think he's
known from Old Norse poetry of the Viking Age,
which I think was supposed to be one of those things like
where
true.
It's like he could be, or probably based on some other people.
Because most of those, I think, were those songs were basically tales of actual battles or conquests.
Well, he is not.
He's not a razor
peripheral. How about Ripsaw?
Ripsaw. That's got to be real.
That's real. That's real. Razor Ripsaw. That's their game capture card.
Oh, I would have not have thought that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Razor Ripshaw X. Ripsaw X.
The rip shit.
The rip
Razor
shit.
Rip shit.
Razor rip shit. How about Sternotheris?
That's got to be a turtle.
That's a turtle.
That's a turd.
Got to be a turtle. How about Aldabra?
Aldabra?
Aldabra.
Made it up.
No, turtle.
Turtle? Aldabra?
Yeah, what about...
Old Debra?
Old Debra. What about Anansi?
That's real.
It is. What is it?
Anansi is a... I mean, as far as I know, is a African folk hero.
No, it's a keyboard.
Oh.
For MMOs.
The spider man, Anansi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep. How about Doomfish?
Doomfish... not a real product. I would know about that. So you made it up.
I did.
I would know if there was a doomfish somewhere in the world.
Maybe. What about tarantula?
Tarantula turtle. What? It's got eight-legged turtle.
No, it's a keyboard.
It's a keyboard?
That's the one that I had before this one.
I was just really hoping it was a turtle.
It was an old keyboard.
I remember the razor tarantula.
How about Badu?
Badu?
Badu.
Turtle that excels at R&B.
No, I made that up. Leatherback.
That's definitely a turtle.
That's a turtle.
Pop me a couple leatherbacks. Down pond.
Homopus.
Homopus. That's made up.
Homopus.
That's not a word.
Homopus.
Homopus. That.
Homopus.
You made it up.
No, it's a turtle.
What?
Yeah.
The homopus?
Homopus.
Homopus.
Homopus is how you have to say it, so it doesn't sound like homopus.
I realized after I said it that way, I was like, oh, no. Homopus.
Yeah, homopus. That's a turtle.
Bopus turtle.
How about Mamba?
That's probably, I bet that's a mouse. I'll go even so far as to guess the type it is.
What type?
No, I mean, of peripheral. It's a mouse.
What type of mouse?
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, there are like weird ones. They make some that are like MMO mice with a bunch of like a full phone on it, keypad.
Yeah, no, the Mamba is a, it's just an ergonomic basic mouse.
Oh, it is a mouse though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. mine is a Death Adder.
Oh.
Which is named after vicious. Spider.
That's a spider?
Right? Or no, it's a
snake.
A snake.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. The same thing.
Snake's just spider without legs.
Yeah. How about Ornata?
Made up. Horchata.
No, Ornata.
It's not made up?
It's this. That's the keyboard that I just got.
Oh.
Ornata.
The Razor Horchata. What's it mean by mechanical hybrid?
I don't know. It's called a...
Is it the sound itself is not... is it simulated?
I think they call it Mecha Brain.
Mecha Brain? That's...
Mecha, because it's a portmanteau of mechanical and membrane.
Oh,
is it mecha brain? Because that would mecha be amazing.
Got me a mecha brain. I'm gonna wreck you fools with my mecha brain keyboard.
Features a hybrid switch that merges the benefits of membrane keys and mechanical switches.
Oh,
so it's nice and snappy. Okay, yeah, I was looking up Ornata. That's all that comes up when I type it in. So I wonder if they made that one up. I don't see it. I just typed Ornata and all I see are the razor things.
Weird. I mean, maybe they just made up some bullshit.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do a couple more. How about Anzu?
That feels real.
That's real.
A razor Anzu.
And Anzu is the dinosaur.
It is?
I guess so.
Anzu, but no, a sore? Anzuosaur?
Just says Anzu.
Zombumafu.
Let's see.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Anzu Wiliye. Named for Anzu, a bird-like demon in ancient Mesopotamian religions. So that's what it's based on. But it's named after that. There's a dinosaur named that.
That's cool.
The product is the Razer Anzu smart glasses.
I did not know they made smart glasses. So.
Sure. How about Basilisk?
That is probably real.
It is. It is a another mouse. Nagini.
That's the snake from Harry Potter.
Yeah. So, yeah. I knew you'd get that one, but like I just had to say it.
I'll never forget Nagini.
How about Jamba?
Juice?
Yeah.
Jamba juice.
Jamba juice. The Razor Jamba juice.
That's another one where it seems like it could be.
Could be, would be.
But I'm going to say you made it up.
I did.
Because Jamba Juice.
Because it's just from Jamba Juice. Let's see. How about...
Jamba de Amigo.
Yeah. How about Slider?
Razor Slider.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I think it's a turtle.
A turtle.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a goddamn turtle.
He's a pro. He's a slider.
How about Carcosa?
Probably a turtle.
No.
No. That's a pirate.
I made that up.
Oh, okay.
I was just watched True Detective recently.
Oh, I forgot that was in that.
You know, they'll all be in Carcosa soon, boy. You know.
I haven't watched that
The Yellow season King.
Since it came out.
How about a newbie?
A newbie?
Newbie.
I bet it's a real thing. A real turtle. I mean,
a real turtle.
A real razor product.
No, I made that one up.
Oh, a newbie turtle.
How about Raiju?
That's a razor. That's a razor.
That's a razor. that's a razor. That's a controller that you attach your phone to.
Oh, sounds like a Raichu, like a Pokemon.
That's what I thought. Crate.
That's a turtle. Because there's a box turtle, so why not a crate turtle?
It's K-R-A-I-T.
Still sounds like it could be a turtle.
It's an old mouse that they had. Ouroboros.
That, I bet they used.
They did. That's a snack. That's named after a snack.
That eats itself.
It eats its own asshole. Ouroboros. And that was also a mouse. That's a very weird looking mouse.
The Glory Boros. It's a glory hole for Ouroboros.
How about Latuda?
Latuda? That's a medication.
Yeah, it is. Razor Latuda sounds real, though.
It does. This mouse is guaranteed to fix your asshole. I don't know what Latuda does. I just remember the commercial.
I can't remember, but yeah, I've heard it on TV a bunch. Jawbone.
That, I think. Oh, wait, no, that's a headset brand. I was going to say, I thought it was a Razer headset. Unless they paired with Jawbone.
Jawbone.
Is there a turtle? A Jawbone turtle. I mean, you got snapping turtles. They got mean jawbones.
They do, yeah.
I'm going to say it's a fake.
Yes, that's fake.
Wait, Jawbone was a Bluetooth brand, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hadrianus.
I hope it's a turtle.
That's a turtle.
Hadrianus.
How about Isker?
Isker?
Yeah, Isker.
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 Isker do.
Hey, mister.
Hey, mister.
Fake.
Real.
That's a real product?
Yeah.
Isker.
It's a gaming chair.
Like Edgar. Edgar suit.
Edgar suit.
Isker suit.
Some kind of Isker suit. And I don't see where that came from. Oh, it's the name of a river in Bulgaria. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, there's definitely turtle in there, so.
Boom slang.
Oh, boom slang is not a real thing.
That's real.
It is.
That's the first Razer product. Boom slang.
What's it do?
It's a fucking mouse. The boom, the razor, boom slang.
It's for throwing rocks. That's what that's for.
It's for slanging like boom. That's all it's for.
It's like a slingshot, but it's...
It's actually a type of snake.
A boom slang snake?
A boom slang, a large venomous snake found in sub-Saharan Africa. Tree snake.
Whoa.
Boom slang. Oh, they love to eat eggs, birds, frogs, chameleons. They don't give a fuck.
They boom, and that sounds like a slam world creature.
They do not chew. They just slang some boom. Boom slang.
They got sick beats.
He's eating up. And it's a weird looking mouse, too.
I thought you meant that it's also
a mouse.
A mouse that's real weird looking.
No, it's a weird ass boom slang. Boom slang. And then there was a boom slang 2000. So I think we're going to end it on boom slang.
Boom slang seems like, I mean, I think it obliterated the equipment.
Oh, yeah.
It just took everything out.
Yep.
This is
boom.
This is merely an echo of what happened before boom slang.
Right.
Once boom slang happened,
Everything different. That's right.
That sounds like an event that would have happened in like a...
In the boom slang.
Either back before some the kind of video slang. Game. Yeah, like the distant past. Or it's an event in a DC comic.
Oh, yeah.
Like Flashpoint.
Yeah.
You read the boom slang arc?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom
yeah,
slang.
So yeah, that's...
That's it for the
that's
show.
That's Goaties. That's some other bits and pieces and...
We got a lot more games to play, so next time we'll have a lot more games to talk about.
Got, I don't know if you have a count, but I beat 15 games in 2021. That's like a lot for me.
Yeah, I didn't count, but I played a lot of open-ended games.
Yeah, that's so. I don't know what'll be out before next time, but we're going to play them.
Yeah. Yes. So we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.